Inclined to Care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to new heights.
The Act has done a phenomenal job of improving our air quality and making it safer for us to breathe.
At some point, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Those were the contrasting opinions of environmental advocate Valesa Suter-Klein and coal advocate Ron Musser on the impacts of the Clean Air Act in our local area. I'm Jonathan Skufka.
And I'm Nathan Madison.
And this is Mining for the Truth, a look at the complex issues and positions surrounding coal, the economy, and the environment.
With all of the opinionated rhetoric present with this issue, we aim to present facts from those directly involved, namely people employed in the mining industry, people working to improve our region's air, and local regulatory agencies.
One of the most visible issues for those living in this area is the cleanliness of the air. We spoke with retired coal miner Ron Correll about this issue.
It used to be in Johnstown when everything was belching forth smoke and pollution, and you couldn't park your car in town out of being pitted. Now it's clean as can be.
What he says is true, but is the air as clean as it seems? David Mazur, director for Penn Environment, claims not.
It's harder to see the air pollution, and yeah, that probably makes it a bit harder to send a message of urgency to the public when there's not that visceral thing that they can see.
In contrast, Ron Correll comments on the public's unawareness of improvements in the coal mining process.
The American public sometimes thinks it's a dirty industry and dangerous industry and doesn't fit with the so-called clean energy that we have now.
But the public's perception may be accurate, according to David.
On the mining side, coal production has a whole slew of environmental impacts that are negative. If it's longwall mining or mountaintop mining, it's hard to envision how the industry can get around that in a way that's economically competitive in any way, shape, or form.
And in the eyes of those closely tied with the local mining industry, including Ron Musser, a geologist who works with Mountaineer Mining, legislation designed to combat that danger is harmful to the industry.
This isn't all out war. This is not about what's right and what's good science and what's the best thing for the environment. This is about regulation trying to shut an industry down.
However, Valesa, Western PA Outreach Coordinator at Penn Future, disagrees and attributes coal's seeming decline to something else.
It's not an attack on coal at all. It's that natural gas is currently more economically viable. I would argue that economic factors play a much bigger role in what's happening in the coal industry's sort of decline than the Clean Air Act.
David still has serious concerns.
You know, a lot of not just coal companies, but industry in general was allowed to emit millions and millions of tons of pollutants known to trigger asthma, respiratory ailments, and cause premature death.
Robert Piper, manager at the Cambria County Conservation District, reminds us of the economic importance of coal in our region.
I think maybe people just don't understand it. It's just not the coal, it's how the coal was mined, the jobs for the truckers, the jobs for the miners, the people working the coal cleaning plants, people working the steel mills. There's a lot of jobs related to that.
Although many are divided on this issue, Pennsylvania DEP Secretary John Stefanko has a more balanced view.
Coal is a vital part of the Pennsylvania economy and has been for a very, very long time.
Confused?
So are a lot of people.
It can be difficult to find answers to your questions.
One place to start would be the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, an independent organization dedicated to addressing both the issues of energy resources and climate change.
Their website is c2es.org. That's c2es.org.
Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies
Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies
or collaborating organizations.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at
www.cfalleghenies.org.